Leading the news, a push to hold a parliamentary inquiry into the iron ore industry has divided federal cabinet. The trade and industry ministers are worried any inquiry would send the wrong message to our trading partners. The potential split comes as the government gets a post-budget bounce in the polls. The Prime Minister says he doesn't want an inquiry to turn into a witch hunt.
If we are going to have a parliamentary inquiry, it's got to be one which is well-chaired, with the right terms of reference, and as I said, the last thing anyone should want to do is take sides in commercial disputes.
Local authorities in Indonesia have warned they'll soon run out of money to care for hundreds of rescued asylum seekers. They say without outside assistance, food and medical supplies will run out within a fortnight. The UN refugee agency fears Southeast Asia is now on the brink of a humanitarian crisis. Two young boys who went missing in dense bushland in North Queensland are home safe and well with their families this morning. Five-year-old Timmy Carter and his six-year-old friend, Nicholas Baxter, wandered away from their Townsville homes on Saturday. The boys were found late yesterday. They were treated in hospital for minor cuts and bruises before being allowed to go home. Pope Francis has canonised two 19th century Palestinian nuns at a ceremony at the Vatican. Their canonisation was attended by Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, who the Pope described as an angel of peace. And it comes just days after the Vatican formally recognised a Palestinian state.